Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Three wide to the left of Mahomes, including Kelce out there in a triangle. Tight right is Noah Gray. Play action fake. A left side throw. It's a high overthrown and intercepted. Second takeaway in as many drives for the Chargers and up the sideline. And it's now the ball's out. And I think the Chiefs have it back at the 19. An interception thrown by Mahomes. It was picked off by Christian Fulton.
So that was Mitch Holthus on the call right here on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5, the Fan. Interception that, of course, led, unfortunately, on the return to the injury for Rashee Rice, which is expected to end his season, although not official yet, but every reputable national reporter saying it's an ACL injury. So let's talk about Mahomes a little bit, then we'll get right back into the Royals, our Royals audio fun bag. Normally we do an NFL weekend. We're going to make it Royals related, and we'll get right back into them as Royals playoff baseball right here on 96.5 The Fan tomorrow afternoon. 3:08 first pitch, Vern's on deck show at 2 o'clock, and we've got our watch party going on at Jefferson's, their Lenexa location tomorrow for Jefferson's. We'll be broadcasting live, and we'll be hanging out throughout the entire game. So even if you can't get there right at 3, we'll be there throughout the entire game watching. So hope to see you guys there. But Patrick Mahomes, that interception, add it to the list of some questionable decisions. He is just not right still. I think it's very fair to say. Last week, he talked about fundamentals and footwork on that play. Andy, when we carried that at noon, mentioned that, you know, if you were going to, basically, you probably shouldn't have thrown it, period. But if you're going to throw it,
it's kind of
going
to Xavier Worthy
over the top. He
said Kelce ended the route where he was supposed to end the route.
So Mahomes, you know, not seeing the field. And I told you, I wonder if we're back to, hey, why are some of these mistakes happening? Yes, he has to own some of it, no question. But also, I don't think he trusts the offensive line still. I think we're back to that where sometimes he left the pocket when he could have stepped up. This was a conversation we've had before in his career, and he also, understandably so, figured it out and everything was fine.
I think it's harder because last year they finished 11th in EPA on offense. That is exactly where they are now, 11th in EPA in offense. So they are not, even though sometimes it feels that way, they are better statistically than two-thirds of NFL offenses last year, and they are better than two-thirds of NFL offenses again this year. But that's not what we're used to seeing out of Mahomes, and the problem about the growing concern with it is now we're not just a full year with no wide receivers into it, we're a full year plus four games. The easy part, though, is I'm going to have a built-in excuse all year. Are you kidding? If this is what Patrick Mahomes looks like the entire year, I'll be honest. I'm probably going to blame some of the weapons he's throwing to again. And you're going to say, well, but he had Rice for three games and he was still making those mistakes. I'm like, yeah, fair. But what about the other 14 games I watch him play this year in which that's not the case? I think it's normally it's more than one thing. I think Mahomes is lazy in some of the footwork right now, and he is making some personal mistakes I haven't seen him make in a while. I think some of that is because the talent he didn't have last year. I think some of it is because he's getting used to the talent he has this year. I think some of it is play calling. I think some of it is conservative play calling for why you don't see him open it up all the time. But yes, it's a group of things, but mostly he doesn't look like Mahomes. And it's getting frustrating because it's been way too long since he looked like Mahomes, except for, you know, those 1 month in the playoffs when he looks like himself all the time. And if that's going to be the case, do you really care? Like, Mahomes kind of looks like this every regular season, but in the postseason, he had 7 touchdowns last year to 1 interception. He completed 70% of his passes for 270 yards a game. Do you care?
No, I don't. We gave the, you know, even though it sounds weird to say because we view Pittsburgh in a different light, but we said, hey, you know, they're actually kind of winning the way Pittsburgh's winning. And the Chiefs just scored 17 points and won 17-10. That sounds like a Pittsburgh Steelers win as well. And I know the Steelers just lost, thank you very much, to the Colts this past weekend. But looking at how
generally
they have
speaking,
won.
That's how the Steelers have won for 20 years.
Yeah, and so that's kind of where they're at, right? They are a defensive football team right now. Their defense is one of the best in football again. Steve Spagnuolo, it is so easy to predict. First drive of the game on Monday night, my guess is the Saints are going to march down and move the ball and maybe score. I don't care. Nobody makes adjustments. After you get out of your scripted stuff, nobody is better about analyzing that and making some adjustments, seeing what you're trying to accomplish. That's what Spags does best. So I was not surprised to see the Chargers on their first drive march down the field and score. We've seen that. I mean, the Falcons did it. Let's see. I don't know. Did Baltimore do it on their first drive? I think they did on that Thursday night.
It's a touchdown, touchdown, field goal, touchdown. So the first 4 drives against the Chiefs defense this season.
Yeah. I mean, so that's been typical.
That's the most in the NFL, by the way.
I know, but I'm not worried because go back to last year. I think it happened a ton then. This defense adjusts. And so when you're looking at how they're playing football, they're relying on their defense. Then offensively, I think the reason why I'm probably less concerned this morning than I would have been if you would have told me Friday that Rashee Rice was hurt, and it's a concern, but is that Kareem Hunt looked like Kareem Hunt again. And if all of a sudden they have that for 7 weeks when they don't have Pacheco, makes me feel better. Travis Kelce looked like Travis Kelce again. So why it stinks, and it's a huge loss to not have Rice for obvious reasons.
Yes,
and somebody else has to step up, and maybe they have to make a trade. We'll see over the next couple weeks. But because Kelce and Hunt looked like they looked, it gave me a little more confidence that this is something that they can sustain in terms of, hey, if the defense is going to play like that, this offense can win some games by only scoring in the 17, 20 type of points.
I'd still say that's not a great strategy.
It's not, but this defense is good enough where they did it a lot last year, Cody.
A lot of what they're doing this year is scoring just enough to win and letting up just enough to win. Yesterday, it had to be 10 in order to win. The game before, it could be 21 and they won. The game before, they could let up 24 and win. They're good at like taking it right to that line, and there's just no team in the NFL more accomplished at winning. The fear will be, and I guess this will probably change because they're defending Super Bowl champions, they're back-to-back Super Bowl champions, so probably never feel that way. The early part of this season, though, the way that they're winning, kind of feels like that year where the Eagles went 9-0 and they had just been to the Super Bowl and it felt like they were riding high and everything was fine. And then the wheels came off because eventually all these injuries, all these continued turnover problems, all of it kept happening and it caught up with them. Like they were 9-0 because they're a team who just knows how to win, just like the Chiefs know how to win. And eventually it all caught up with them because this is the part about the Chiefs that should still give you some pause. I'm not saying you should be upset or I'm not like sky's not falling. I'm not there or any of those things. But generally speaking, the way that they win historically in every single year of existence in the NFL is unsustainable. You can't keep winning like this. You can't keep turning it over 2-3 times more than your opponent. They turned it over 2 more times their opponent yesterday. In the history of the NFL, historically, 16% of the times that's a win. For the Chiefs, it's not. Chiefs, historically, teams down double digits win about 30% of the games. The Chiefs have won, and this is not a joke, 12 straight games in which they have trailed by 10 points.
Exactly 10. That's what's weird. It's not if they're down by 11 or they're down by 9, it doesn't apply. But when they're down 10, yeah, Mahomes is 12-0.
Doesn't make any sense. Again, it seems like an unsustainable way of winning, but has it ever been unsustainable for them? No.
History,
so like, how can I panic?
We've learned a long time ago that history and trends don't usually apply to this bunch. And yeah, there's some worry that this it could eventually catch up to them. I think there's a chance it does. But I'll go back to something that we said heading into the week one opener. There is nothing this year other than your quarterback. There's nothing this year injury wise or anything else that is going to convince me at any point that you can tell me they can't win the Super Bowl because blank players hurt or because they're not doing this. No, you can't. We all went through this last year. So it's another hurdle they're going to have to climb and clear, I should say. But no, I don't. It'd be foolish. And I know you're not saying this, but it would be foolish to be like, well, they don't have Rice. It's just not going to happen this year. That'd be the dumbest thing anybody can say. We all are witnessing what this team has been doing.
I will never make that mistake with the Chiefs. If Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are the coach and the quarterback of this team, I will never come on this air and say that they have no chance to win the Super Bowl. But yesterday it took a hit. This is I said it earlier, and I think this is where I stand by. This is the worst I have felt about their ability to three-peat in every single day that they've been defending Super Bowl champions. So since the day that they finished back-to-back up until today is the worst I have felt about their odds to do it. Because the injuries are getting so substantial that you just can't ignore them. It's impossible.
You can't ignore them, but again, I mentioned Kelce and Hunt. Their performances kind of bounced me, you know, back to thinking that, all right, here we go again. We're going to be talking about how they overcame all of this and what a great story it's going to be. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. It is a problem, yes, but if Travis Kelce would have laid an egg yesterday, if Kareem Hunt would have looked old and washed, neither of those things happened. So that, and the defense, if the defense would have had a terrible game, none of those things happened though. And yet they're 4-0. And then I look across the entire AFC, really the NFL, but let's start with the AFC. Buffalo 3-0. Josh Allen playing like an MVP. Last night they laid an egg. Baltimore beat them up start to finish.
Yeah.
Right?
Kicked their ass.
When's the
last time the Chiefs just got their teeth kicked in? That's the other thing. At least
they don't get blown out. Mahomes rarely gets blown out. It's the Bucs Super Bowl, you know. Yeah, that's basically the Raiders game. It was
like one other. The Bills beat their ass pretty good a couple years ago.
The score didn't show it, but the Raiders game on Christmas Day, the Chiefs just didn't have it at all. Somehow they were still in that game. They're normally competitive in all these. I just right now you're 4-0. You still got some bleep to figure out. It got tougher with the Rice injury, and then I look at the Texans. You know, they weren't pretty against the Jags. They found a way to win. You know, the NFC side, not that I care as much about that till the Super Bowl, but nobody looks dominant in the NFL. The Chiefs are the last remaining unbeaten AFC team. The other unbeaten teams in the NFL, the Seahawks, who are playing the Lions tonight, I think they're going to get killed. They haven't played anybody. I think the Lions bring them back down to earth. And then the Vikings, that's the biggest surprise in the NFL. Minnesota Vikings undefeated. Kevin O'Connell, Sam Darnold.
It's a weird grouping. But that's also the NFL typically, and so I don't get overly worked about this. I just think that this is not like if the Chiefs played like that again yesterday, they won 17-10, but Rashee Rice was still healthy, well, then I would have come in here and been like, I don't care. Oh, no, they're not put, you know, but because I don't know what life is going to look like now post this, slightly different, right? Slightly different conversation, slightly different look for this team, but yeah, sure, I've been more concerned probably in the Andy Reid era before they won some Super Bowls, but since this, it feels like the three-peat took a good hit yesterday. Doesn't mean it's a 0% chance they can still recover, and there's plenty of time to do, which if you're gonna have an injury like that, at least you got 16 or 12, 13 remaining weeks to figure out who you are.
On Mondays around this time, we do our audio fun bag for the weekend. It's usually some sounds from the weekend football wise, but let's make it a Royals edition of the Audio Fun Bag. We're your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan. Royals baseball, playoff baseball on the air tomorrow, as we said. Vern's on deck show, 2 o'clock, our watch party out of Jefferson's in Lenexa. So let's make this a Royals theme. How about we go to the clubhouse from Friday night to start things off for the Audio Fun Bag?
Got a little music for us, Drew, so we can play a little music underneath? It gives a vibe, you know? I like a little fun music.
Let's just hear from John Schreiber to kick things off. John Schreiber, this was on Bally, talking to Joel Goldberg on Friday night.
John Schreiber has joined the party.
How are the Kansas City fans doing? I really want to know.
I think everybody is very happy right now. I don't know if they're having as much fun as you. Oh, my. Hi, Freddie. This is quite the party. What do you think?
It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
I know, that's what I thought.
For everybody in Kansas City. It's the best.
Congratulations. We got the GM on the field. I think we better go.
I think my wife is watching at home.
Give her a shout out.
Rebecca. Becca, I love you. Charlie, my son, I love him. Let's keep going.
Congrats, Shrives.
Thank you.
Schreiber was getting after
hammered
it quick.
They had only
popped the drinks for, I don't know, like 30, 40 minutes at that point. Ooh. He was getting after it. Good for Schreiber.
I think he might have started after the game ended. He saw that like 5-0 lead and then decided maybe go that way.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, I don't know if he was having more fun or Vinny. Vinny was excited both about obviously them making the postseason, but about his possible return.
I can't describe it. It's unbelievable. Sorry, almost cussed there.
Oh, I know. I saw good restraint. Great catch. You saw these growing up, these celebrations. Now you're a part of it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, what a great season so far. You know, we're going to work to not make this this over in a week or whatever it is. So we're hoping we got a lot more season. We're really excited. We're going to celebrate tonight. We're going to have a great weekend, and we're going to get ready for wherever we're going on Tuesday.
I know how hard you're working. I'm not asking for a timetable, but how badly you want a taste of this.
No timetable. I don't got anything. I'm progressing. I'm progressing the way the doctors have told me. That's all I really got. The doctors have told me that I'm progressing well. Sam Mellinger's right here to make sure I don't say anything stupid. And, that's what I got. Cheers, Kansas City.
Oh, so good.
Now, of course, Joel Goldberg with Vinny Pasquantino over on Bally after the game on Friday night. Yeah, I mean, that moment right there, I think, is when everybody in Kansas City was like, oh, wait, this Tuesday thing, this wild card, he might actually freaking play after all this. And that's
he's like, I'm not saying anything. And the biggest grin on his face.
And then comments.
No timetable.
Comments since then from Q and JJ Piccolo and others.
Chance.
I mean, I think it's a real possibility. We'll know tomorrow during our show, I think. JJ Piccolo, I think we'll ask him at 10:30.
I think so.
Maybe he just wants to get that out of the way before the playoff roster is out there for everybody. Maybe
I'll text JJ a text later. Hey, before you announce it to everyone else, do you mind?
Yeah.
Just letting everyone know on our show tomorrow at 10:30.
I don't know when actual deadline, how that works for Major League Baseball, when they actually have to submit the playoff roster. I don't know if it's 9 a.m., if it's noon. I don't know how that works.
Since we're one day away, we're like 25 hours away from Vern's pregame show. So we're like, you know, pretty close to an actual playoff game for Kansas City tomorrow. How about for the audio fun back, just remembering some of the fun times we had the last time they were in the playoffs? Anybody remember this, Jim?
Gordon in the air to shot. Back at the wall. This game is tough.
I was sitting in the tunnel. Down by the clubhouse in the tunnel when that happened. We were watching on a small screen.
You were in the tunnel?
Because it was ninth inning. Everybody in the media, you're getting ready to go in the clubhouse. For those who don't know how it works, you have to line up earlier. And so other members of the media were sitting in this hallway, essentially, and you're watching the game. So that's how I saw that home
Gordon
run.
Hit the home run. I watched it on TV.
Yeah. So
but I was actually probably this TV in Drew's room. Oh, no, not that one. That was 15. That was 14. 15, I was sitting in a studio.
Yeah.
I was sitting in a studio getting ready to do radio, watch on a TV like you.
Yeah, and then of course you had in that same wild card game, Eric Hosmer, just a triple, no big deal.
In the air to left center field.
Oh, this is actually the wild card game. Yeah,
Holmes is
yeah,
back
that's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah.
Is off the wall. Hosmer around second. He's on his way to third standing. The tying run is 90 feet away.
12th inning, of course, little do we know what was going to happen right after that Yeah, no question about it. If you want to hear more from that wild card game, don't forget 10th anniversary celebration later on tonight, bottom of the 8th through the bottom of the 12th inning right here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan, 7 p.m. to about 9 o'clock tonight. You're going to hear the bottom of the 8th through the bottom of the 12th. If you need some more juice to get you ready for tomorrow, some goosebumps, all that.
Precursor.
Listen tonight, you know, pop it up on the Odyssey app. Maybe you're driving around tonight or whatever. Kids got sporting events and stuff. this evening. Yeah, you can relive 14 while getting excited for 2024.
Drew already asked me. He said, hey, next Monday, so if the Royals advance in the wild card series, mm-hmm. the Royals will have a playoff game next Monday night. The Chiefs also play football next Monday night.
At Arrowhead.
He said, is your class going to get canceled if the Royals advance in the postseason
yeah,
next
professor,
week?
What are you doing?
So I have class tonight, obviously. We got to work on some stuff with our podcast today for the class. If the Royals are playing in a postseason game next week, class is canceled. I'll just let you know right now. We ain't going. I got a job, dude. I got things to do. If it's just the Chiefs in a playoff game or in a game against the Saints, I'll get home in time. Mm-hmm. Class ends in enough time for me to get home for the game against the Saints. But the Royals could hypothetically be playing while class is on. That's just an instant cancel.
It's a good problem to have.
That's an instant cancel.
If you tell me next Monday we've got a Monday Night Football game at, 7:20, and the Royals are playing a baseball game. Ideally, in that scenario, you would like it to, these are first world problems, but you would like that game to be in the afternoon so that you don't have to try to double TV, multi-TV set up a little divisional game and Chiefs Monday Night Football game. That would be unfortunate.
Yeah, I'll figure that out. UMKC has already invited me to teach again next semester. They saw 4 weeks of solid work, and they said,
that's good.
Good enough.
Until they find out you're canceling every Monday class during the playoff run.
Not every
Well, then the next one when they're in the ALCS, and the next one in their World Series, you know.
If the game starts at 7, I'll just have class. That's like,
oh, okay.
Like if the game, if it's an evening game, we can still have class. My problem is that if there's like a lead up to it, then we got to kind of handle these things a little different, you know?
Are there sports fans in your class?
A couple. The rest don't care. But I mean, I don't. Have you ever met a college kid that's like, oh no, you don't want me to
Are you going to tell them tonight, hey, here's our contingency plan. If you don't want to have class next Monday, root on the Royals.
Honestly, I probably should.
You give a heads up.
I probably should be warning them.
Probably give them a little heads up.
Mm-hmm. Inevitability. Because, you know, Kansas City teams get to the postseason and they just start winning. And what we were talking about in there, like that audio of Vinny in the postgame, I can't believe that there is a chance, and looks like a pretty good one now, by the way, that he is going to be on the wild card roster. I'm just telling you, man, I asked around. We've talked to a million people. Doctors exist for a reason.
Yes,
I'm
they do.
I'm stunned that Vinny Pasquantino healed in enough time that he might actually be available for this series. It's incredibly, it's very impressive. It speaks to the things that he is able, you know, that he's able to do as a member, or, you know, just from his own healing perspective and everything else. I love it for Vinny. Do you remember how, like, you imagine how bummed he must have been to be playing a full season gold at that level for that amount of time and then have to get on a freak injury nonetheless? Like Rasheed's, right? It's just like, it's a freak injury. Then he didn't do anything wrong. He's got a freak injury and it broke his thumb. And then it's like, oh my God, is my season over? And while he said from the beginning, I'm going to pretend like this isn't, there's no way even he thought he'd be back by now.
No, that's what's remarkable. I mean, this is 2 weeks ahead of schedule. If in fact he's on that playoff roster tomorrow and presumably DHing for this team, and what a boost it is. But yeah, individually for him, I think knowing that you're almost 100 RBI guy, the type of season you had, and you were hurt the year before as well, and didn't get to play most of that season, to now look like maybe what you thought was taken away from you is not going to be taken away from you. How awesome. You know what? That's why he had a huge smirk on his face on Saturday, other than just celebrating, because he knew that perhaps this dream and goal of his is still something that he can accomplish this year. That is playing some postseason baseball. So we'll find out tomorrow. But right now, yeah, if you were asking me to bet on, is he playing, is he DHing or whatever or not, I think I would have to bet on him actually playing. And it is remarkable, his recovery. We know he was taking some live BP kind of stuff off of Royals pitchers over the weekend. And then today in Baltimore, I think
they're not doing any BP, so he's not going to hit
today. Right now they have their workout, but I don't think they're,
they
sound
said
like
no workout today, so he's not.
By the way, based off of that, it means their only result is left over from yesterday. And as long as he's not more sore or something from yesterday,
He's going to
be on the roster tomorrow, right?
And Q earlier today said that it would just be in a either DH or pinch hitting scenario, which seems fine. But honestly, if he's can pinch hit, then he can just play. Like, he can just DH. And you put Salvi
behind the dish. I don't think he's on the roster unless he's going to be. Like, no, if he's on the roster, he's in the lineup. To Vern's point, he's batting third or fourth
or
whatever.
Maybe there's a lefty starter for Baltimore that, like, he comes off the bench later. But, like, for the most part, I think if he's going to start.
Put him in the lineup. If the thumb is good to go, if he has control of the bat, all that, yeah. Him having timing off a little bit is still better than any other option, let's be real. We've all witnessed it for the last month.
What percentage of any is better than Robbie Grossman? 70?
I mean, I don't want to take shots at Robbie Grossman, but
it's not even meant to be a shot.
Like, probably 70%.
That's the person we're talking about him hypothetically replacing.
This is probably 70%. hell, 65% of Vinny is better than alternative options. Guy almost had 100 RBI this year.
God, I want Vinny back in the lineup. And I just never thought. I thought it was a long shot for the postseason anyway, because I thought they were going to have to get at least deep in the ALDS. Probably more like the ALCS, and maybe even as late as the World Series. And now you're telling me he can just be back for the postseason run from the jump? And I know you said this earlier, but this is how I feel too. You cannot tell me that Vinny is not a massive addition to the lineup when they went from pretty good Major League offense to dead last since he's been hurt.
Yeah.
They've been the worst offense in baseball since he got hurt. I think there's probably some sort of boost that comes from
no question. And the morale aspect, we talked to Vern about that. I mean, it's not just the lineup. And yeah, nobody can downplay the addition because exactly, we saw what it was with and without him. But when we discussed with Vern, I mean, just the discussion in the clubhouse that Vinny might be back. And I know he's been traveling with the team and everything, but if you're Bobby, if you're Salvi, any of the guys in the lineup, if you know that you're getting Vinny back, I mean, talk about uplifting everybody, even though they're all excited for the postseason to begin with. Then add in that now you know one of your best bats is back with you. I mean, come on now. How are you not feeling ultra confident going into this series?
Think you've about got the emotional boost of Vinny in the lineup, too, from a team perspective.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like,
jeez.
Cole Reagan's on the bump, and you have this the order that allowed you to be a better offense, maybe all back together in a atmosphere where the Orioles are the home team, where the pressure's on them. You guys should be loose, you would like to think, if you're the Royals heading into tomorrow's game. Yeah, I know it's the biggest start of Reagan's career and all that, but I think his demeanor, he's ready for the moment.
Yeah, he seems like, we've talked about this before, and imagine we will tomorrow, the players who feel right for the postseason.
All right, coming up next, we'll get to what's trending. We'll talk about what could also change in the postseason for the Royals, plus a couple Monday Night Football games tonight, what that could mean for the rest of the AFC. That's next on Cody and Gold.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending, of course, is the Royals are back in the postseason. You can hear all the games right here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan. First one up tomorrow, game one in Baltimore. Cole Reagan's on the bump, 3:08 first pitch. Vern's on deck show, 2 o'clock. Cody and I broadcasting live out at Jefferson's in Lenexa from 10 to 2. The entire station here, 96.5 The Fan, hanging out. Watch party. That's the place to be if you're looking for a spot in the afternoon, early evening to watch the Royals take game one against Baltimore. See you out at Jefferson's. Cannot wait for it. And today we learned, at least with where the weather's at in Baltimore and just the workout plans, looks like there was no BP today. So we still don't know officially, as we were talking about, Vinny Pasquantino, if he'll be on the playoff roster, but I would say it's safe to say all signs are pointing towards him being on the playoff roster.
Next up on Watch Trending, no official designation yet for Rashee Rice from the Kansas City Chiefs. You heard from Andy Reid earlier today, said he was still undergoing further tests. All the national reporting still suggests they believe it to be an ACL injury that will keep him out for the remainder of the season. All Andy was willing to commit to earlier today is that it will keep him out this week. Price. With the expectation still, again, that it's most likely at this point still a season-ending injury for Rashee Rice. Just no official word yet from the Chiefs.
Andy was asked if you've talked to Brett Veach about the, you know, the roster and practice squad. He says he hasn't talked to Brett Veach yet.
I'm assuming they've spoken. No conversation he's willing to share yet.
That's right. Oh, I don't think he has to share the conversation. I just like, you don't act like you haven't had a conversation.
I assume they talked on the plane right back. Feels like that's a pretty immediate conversation.
I think it's
Rashee Rice just went down, and we think it's for the season.
What do you think?
What do you like about the rest of the roster?
Yeah. Next up on What's Trending, some really sad news in the NBA world. Dikembe Mutombo passing away at the age of 58 from brain cancer back in 2022. He announced that he had a brain tumor. He has been a global ambassador for the game. Of course, a four-time defensive player of the year in the NBA, a Hall of Famer, a legend in the game, but really sad news passing away, Dikembe Mutombo at the age of 58.
Yeah, very sad news. Obviously an all-time legend, and was really helping grow the sport outside of the United States. Next up on What's Trending, a little surprise news out of San Francisco. Farheen Zahidi is out as the president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants, and they turn to the Texas Rangers plan. It'll be Buster Posey hired as his replacement in San Francisco. Chris Young did it not very long after he had retired from baseball. Buster Posey has not been retired that long. They're going to put him in charge of, essentially, think about it like J.J. Piccolo's role, president of baseball ops. Buster Posey, the new guy there in San Francisco.
Did anybody ever pick up the item that I randomly had from the garage sale?
Oh, yeah, your Buster Posey action figure.
I had a
Buster. I actually think it's still in there.
I think the person that bid on that said, hey, I'm bidding on this so every item has a bid, trying to raise money for the museum, but they had no interest in it. It's a sealed Buster Posey.
Should
Tops.
I go make sure it's back there?
We can. Action figure. I told you I got it in a pack of cards many, many years ago. My only other Buster Posey crossover at all is that I was in college at the time, maybe? Yeah. And my uncle had lived in the Bay Area at the time. And I went to a Giants game, and he worked for the paper out there at the time. And so I got a credential, and it was I was in the dugout. It was the day after Buster Posey had the terrible collision at home plate and tore up his knee.
And eventually changed the way baseball's played at catcher.
That was that moment. And then he of course, had the serious injury. And Bruce Bochy, at the time, he was speaking to the media. So I always remember, it was like I was, the day after the terrible injury at the time that everybody was upset about.
What did Bochy have to say about it? Just bummed?
Everybody else was asking questions. I was just kind of standing there pretending. This was back in my, I was 21 years old at the time.
He's going to stare.
Yeah. My uncle did like advertising stuff for the Chronicle out there. And sure. So he asked one of the sports guys to get a pass, and that was nice enough. And so there you go.
Interesting timing for you.
I know.
Maybe you were just bad luck.
Maybe so. I don't know.
Suppose he was fine until you covered a single moment of their entire franchise.
Sorry, Buster. I will say their press box there is amazing. Open air, it's low, it's great. And you got the Bay, it's beautiful ballpark.
I've been to a baseball game there, but I've never obviously.
They've changed names. I don't even know what the hell it is now. AT&T, Pac Bell, what the heck is it now?
AT&T is the last I knew. I don't know.
What is it? Is it still AT&T? No, I don't think it's AT&T anymore, is it?
I don't know. Giants, I'm just saying that's the last name I knew it as.
Baseball. What do they call
it? That's what it was when I went. Oracle.
Of course. Oracle's based out the Oracle everything out there. Everything's Oracle out there.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. That's what's trending. Except for you can come see us tomorrow. Jefferson's in Lenexa. Mm-hmm. If you want to watch the Royals wild card game, number one, our show will be broadcasting 10 to 2. Then the entire station will be watching the game with you starting at 3 o'clock. Vern's on deck show right here on 96.5 The Fan at 2. So we'll see you out there tomorrow.
That is what's trending. So let's talk more about this. So tomorrow we're going to have plenty more on the Royals and everything. But when you look at just the matchups, and you guys can tell me if we're off base on this, 913-586-7965 is the text line. Royals-Orioles, that is a preferred matchup. But when we were discussing with Vern, I'm with him, I think you're with him as well, that don't worry about the next, oh man, I'd rather play the Guardians instead of the Yankees kind of thing. This was, to me, still the preferred path. It's not even close. You play the Orioles. Your rotation is
set
up.
They're the worst team.
Yeah, your rotation is set up. You have the better starting rotation. Your bullpen is not much different than theirs. They struggle there. They've got the better lineup than you, no doubt.
They do.
That's the challenge.
Well, you have the better starting rotation. And playoff baseball, what would you rather? Just genuinely.
Yeah,
I'll honest to God.
Pitching, yeah.
So would I. And I'm not just saying that because the Royals are where they are. I'm just telling you that is almost always what you should
select. You take the pitching because we've seen many Yankees teams over the years. And I don't know if that'll happen to them this year. We'll see. Many Yankees teams over the years, the Bronx Bombers, right? Home runs, much like this year's team. But their bats go cold and then they're screwed.
Yeah, because they can't hold the other team low enough to actually outslug them.
So I always take pitching, and then you hope you can either string together hits or you get that timely hit, that timely home run, whatever it may be, in a one-run game, two-run game. Of course, in a preferred scenario, you get up early, and you can just ride a 2-0 lead with Cole Reagans for much of the day. That's the dream scenario, score early and just have him out on the bump for you. But I like this matchup for the Royals. I really do, like for the reasons we just brought up. And I think Baltimore, not to the Twins' extent, because the Twins didn't make it in the playoffs, but Baltimore hasn't been great in the second half. Weren't they like just basically .500 in the second half? Just below .500?
They had a losing July, a losing August, and one game above .500 in September. So they were technically below .500 since the All-Star break. They were about middle of the pack in baseball since the All-Star break from a record perspective. So their entire ability to win more games than the Royals was based on they were white hot to start the season. Same with the Yankees in a lot of ways, where those teams were so good. That'd be the case. You might remember this now. It was probably like a month into the season. There were people talking about, like, look at the side-by-side. You trying to tell me your guy Bobby Wood Jr. is better? Look at him and Adley Rutschman. Those two players did not come... Or Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah.
Those two players did not come close to finishing near each other from a batting title perspective. Bobby won it by 50 points, right? I mean, he had a better on-base percentage, a better slugging percentage, more home runs, more whatever, a million things that would typically go in that case. And Gunnar Henderson had an incredible year, and he's a very good player. They have two really good players. Adley Rutschman's a really good player. Gunnar Henderson's a really good player.
Your guy. How about your guy who you're blocked on Twitter? Former Royal, who helped the Royals out. Bro Hearn, Ryan O'Hearn.
He's had a really nice year.
He's had a nice, since he's left the Royals, he's been pretty nice.
He's had a really good year. He's a good player.
Helped the Royals on Friday night. He got the Orioles out to the early lead. They ended up blowing out the Twins and led to the Royals clinching on Friday night. But Ryan O'Hearn, man.
I'll be honest. I'm a little fearful of Ryan O'Hearn. He has... For all the times that I was like, get him out of here because whatever the Royals see in him, I don't. He's a good major league player. And it turns out he was either in too big of a ballpark and playing in a smaller one helped him. Or, as what happens in sports sometimes,
a change of scenery
goes a long way in helping a player do it. I imagine, and I'd have to be almost, just based on how the fans treat him while we're here, partially me, and to blame.
You got blocked.
Me.
All I ever did is just all caps Bro Hearn with his photo whenever he had a home run. You were a little more you were
I was a normal amount of critical for a player who was underperforming significantly in Kansas City. As a result of that, he found some things I don't think overly.
So the revenge, if Ryan O'Hearn hits a big home run,
you're blaming me?
It's on you. It's on you. He's thinking of the haters like you.
He's definitely thinking, I mean, look, I'm at least in the grouping. If he's thinking about, like, I'm going to stick it to all of those Kansas City fans in the organization who let me go, or the fans who didn't believe in me.
And that radio host that sings a bunch of songs, that guy, that Cody, that's his name. Yeah, Cody, that guy. I'm going to do this just to spite him.
I covered him for a whole year, too. I just, like...
Anybody else on the Orioles you pissed off? Anybody else?
No, I don't think so.
We got to clear the air. We got to clear the air and get the vibes out of here.
I've never had any run-ins with, like, Ryan Mountcastle or anything in my time.
That would be random. Yeah.
Like, well, that's just like, it's always like the how many players can you name thing.
Anybody in that bullpen? We got anybody?
Let me look at the bullpen.
Any familiar names in that pen?
I didn't
They don't have any other former Royals that you can think of in that roster?
I'm looking through now. I'm okay. So, I don't see any other players that I've had a run in with or pissed off or said like overly negative things about that they would like maybe find it on social media. Honest to God, this is how baseball works. Do you know who the Orioles manager is?
I can picture him.
Yeah, but do you know his name?
No.
And this is not your fault.
No.
I also wouldn't have known his name until I read it.
I can picture him because I did watch Orioles games this year, and the name is completely.
His name is Brandon Hyde.
Oh, yeah.
And again, this is how baseball generally works. But yeah, I.
Can you name any of the other. Honestly, if we were to just had you guys call in to win something, name five of the managers in the postseason. I don't think anybody would do that. Nobody,
I can offer $100.
Like, you can do, like, everybody knows
to anybody
I think
out
everybody
here.
Knows Aaron Boone. I think he's been around long enough. I think
it's a 50-50 shot.
He's in New York, so it helps. Sure. Outside of that, maybe you know the Tigers manager, AJ Hinch, because of the cheating stuff.
And because they're going to make a big deal about that because he's going on to take on his former team in the Astros, and he had to wear it for the organization.
I bet
even
you most people
cheating.
Can't name the Astros manager. It's not Baker anymore, just so you know. I bet you know what I mean? Like, that is a baseball thing. It's crazy, the manager names that
but
people...
But you know, like, 70% you think of NFL head coaches, right?
Oh, maybe 90. I mean, NFL coaches, you see them more, right? Like, and there's more notoriety among NFL coaches than a manager, and just the way it sets up.
Man, I just... No, it's just the way baseball works.
So you know who's singing the anthem yet tomorrow? I need all these are all the fun postseason stuff we can enjoy.
Oh, you like the little
I like all the
gritty.
Extra. Yeah, I like the extra. Like the game's on obviously the station
ESPN
for radio,
two?
But ESPN 2, you know, I like later on in the year we start to get the pregame shows with Poppy and all this kind of stuff.
You start getting the national attention. Mm-hmm. This team's gotten very little of this year. Royals haven't been playing.
No,
left and right national games. They got a few in September.
They did.
They got a few, like a few, you know, few nice ones in August or September, but that's it.
Yeah. People are like, they know the division, managers, they know, and that makes sense. So they know Vogt and they know AJ Hinch. So that makes a whole lot of sense. And they knew Chicago, Pedro Grifol at the time. But.
Yeah. You've seen them enough because they faced them 13 times. And if you paid attention to the Royals all year, casual fans, no way. Casual fans, I do not think could name six major league managers if they had to. They would just start naming the people who they'd heard over the year that aren't even in the league anymore. Like,
yeah.
Terry Francona, and you're like, nah, you're
like,
he's
Joe
gone.
Madden? Like, who?
Yeah.
That's
Dusty Baker,
that's
right?
A baseball thing for sure. Yeah, no question.
Meanwhile, if I asked you who the Carolina Panthers, the worst team in the NFL, you know their coach, don't you?
I would, but that month Stiller might be a lot of people don't know Dave Canales because he's the first year. Yeah, but it's the NFL. It's different. Like, I feel like we're more locked in the NFL.
Is there a team you couldn't name?
Head coach, give me a throw out.
I'm just trying to think. Of the
I can't throw out a name because then I obviously know it if I give you the name. So I don't know.
Hold on. Let me. Colts. Yeah, who's the Colts? Who's the Colts coach?
So I get them confused between the two. If it's Shane Steichen or Shane Steichen.
Shane Steichen.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Who is the? Oh God, I'm just. I mean, it's just so hard.
The NFL is easier.
I'm passing the ones that I know because I've heard you mention them.
NFL, we know the names.
Falcons?
They just played them. Raheem Morris.
Damn it.
Yeah. The NFL is too easy for that.
Yeah.
Hell, I can name more defensive coordinators than I'd like to admit in the NFL. Like, the NFL is king. We just know the names of these guys.
Patriots.
I'm picturing Mayo.
The job.
Yeah, Mayo.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's like, it's easier.
It's way too easy. The NFL. It's not even that much
of a... I think I'd get 100% if you made me 1 through 32.
I think you might surprise yourself.
But I'd get more than you think.
If there was a timer on, if you had like a minute to figure out, think it out and talk it out, you would go 100%.
Yeah, timer like naming the states, right? Mm-hmm. We're like, yeah, but I think
someone says,
like,
hopefully nobody drunk sings the anthem. I hope she's doing well, by the way. Remember, we found out afterwards the All-Star game that
she was suffering through addiction
issues. Yeah, and I think she went to rehab and stuff like that. I know
it was crazy,
but that was a wild national.
Well, the time when you didn't know that was going on, you were like, and look, maybe that was the rock bottom that she needed in order to be like, oh God, everybody just saw me sing the national anthem or attempt to sing the national anthem drunk. That can't be good.
Mm-hmm.
It will not be me singing the national anthem.
Thank God.
Baltimore tomorrow.
Have you tried to contact the Royals about ALDS game one? You think they're going to throw?
No.
Please don't.
I think if they
don't
let me sing for a regular season game, they're not going to let me do that.
They don't want to disrespect. No. They don't have time for that. There's other advertisements they got to play, probably something national stuff that they have to do. No, but a playoff edition, you asked gold, you said gold to me last week. You said, how come you won't do it again? I said, I'm in retirement. I want to know. I don't need to do it anymore. That's the only way I'll retire. You let me run in a playoff game and you give me a pair of tickets, then I'm there. Okay? Then I'm there.
I'll see you there.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think they do that. I don't think they keep some of the normal gimmicks.
I don't think so. They have the same MC. I can't remember. I think all that's out the window for the most part. Because on the video board, it's all MLB stuff that runs usually. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of it is more of a MLB takes over, man.
It's been 10 years, man.
Maybe things have changed too.
It's been 9 years since we last watched the team in the postseason. I don't know.
Craft and draft wasn't a thing yet, right? It was still the 360 club. Am I wrong about that?
Correct.
That's where the media overflow was.
I think the bar in right field wasn't in the normal spot.
Was the renovation. Some of it was.
But some of that additional renovation they did after the World Series. So some of that was added after. Craft and draft
was a newer concept.
Yeah. Huh. We should have saved our crown seats from Vinny for now.
I joked with you. Remember,
missed our opportunity.
I think you sent them because we were waiting till the end of the year. I'm like, we got to use these. And then I told you to text him. I think you have the text. I said, text him. I said, if he can't get us regular season, I'll wait till the ALDS. And then I think you
sent us back like not a chance.
But here we are anyway.
Well, I don't think he meant not a chance they weren't going to the postseason. I think he meant he was never
buying. People
are
now just quizzing us on NFL. Titans head coach Brian Callahan. Yeah, former Bengals OC.
I'm
sorry. NFL's too easy.
Yeah,
but in baseball, if I asked you even the biggest market, you wouldn't know. Like, you don't know the Angels manager, I assume.
Nope.
Do you know the Dodgers manager?
Yeah, I mean, yes. Okay. Come on now. Roberts, yes. Okay. So, yeah.
He's been around a while.
But if you were to keep going, like Boston and stuff, I can't remember who the hell the manager is in Boston. I have no idea.
It's Cora, isn't it?
I think you're right.
Okay. I wouldn't have gotten that right.
But like,
I love baseball, so.
Yeah.
I still would have gotten it wrong.
Yeah, people are going through the stadium now and everything. I think it was Rivals still then at that time.
Okay. Just things have changed a little bit. It's been 9 years since we got postseason baseball in Kansas City, and
I'm very excited
about the possibility.
That's a good question. Maybe we'll do this tomorrow, but someone wanted to know, who do you think should throw out the first pitch if the Royals get back to an ALDS and it's game one at Kauffman? Who should throw out the first pitch?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but depending on the night of it, he may not be available. That Monday night game will be in New York, right? Or will it be in
in New York.
So
somebody from the World Series team, I feel like
Mahomes is part of the ownership group. So I mean, why not have Patrick Mahomes throw out the freaking first pitch?
Okay, let's say hypothetically they get six. How many? What's the maximum number of home games they could get?
You got to win 13 games to get to the World Series, right? To win the World Series, right?
Yeah.
So
maximum you'd get is 13. Well, I guess not the two home games.
Yeah, yeah.
You get half.
Whatever.
10. Let's call it 10.
Okay.
10 home games.
I think that's much, yeah.
Like five can be former Royals from the 2014-2015 run. Alex Gordon, Eric Hosmer.
It would be cool if they brought back Ned.
Ned.
That would be a cool one.
But then outside of that, it's Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, by the way, we know the answer, don't we? I just thought, I mean, it's an obvious one. It's just right there. Won't they just have George Brett do it?
I mean, also on the possibility
list. Right, I mean.
I don't remember who threw it out the last time. Do you?
In 14 at the wild card game? I couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
A lot of things happened in that game. I do not remember the first pitch. That was hours earlier. Hours earlier.
Mahomes, Taylor Swift. I'm open to anybody, honestly, yeah. Drew.
Oh, tip. Taylor Swift. Like I said earlier in the show, it would be hilarious to me if somehow Taylor Swift was in town for a Royals playoff game. And then everybody on social media tried to convince themselves that Major League Baseball wants the Royals to win just for Taylor Swift. Please let that be a thing.
Oh, God, I would love that storyline because it means they're in the World Series.
That'd be fun. I can't wait for tomorrow, man. Playoff baseball, we've all waited so long, 9 years to get this thing back and the vibes. And really, it's about, well, I know we're talking ahead of ourselves, but like getting a home game, meaning they have to win this wild card. So getting a home game would just be so awesome because it's a different vibe.
Yeah, it is. Also, Major League Baseball should do that. They should rig it. We don't care about ratings all of a sudden? You think Major League Baseball doesn't want the ratings boost the NFL just got? Invite Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and Taylor Swift out to a suite.
That's all it was.
Let him cut away one time. Are you kidding? Yeah.
Be amazing.
Have Taylor Swift sing the anthem.
Just would irritate. Just to see other cities freak out and their fans get all pissed off is worth it.
Taylor throws it to Travis for a first pitch. They go up in the suite, 19 cutaways. Mm. Pff, dream. You
19
kidding?
Cutaways. Man, that'd be more than an NFL game.
Would the AL...
First time.
When's
first
the Chiefs
time
bye,
hey, Taylor
when,
by 19.
When's the Chiefs bye week?
After the Saints game. 2 weeks.
So that is, they can all be at the possible. ALDS. It's correct. All perfect. Okay.
For every game of the setting ALDS. It up.
All right. We'll talk more about this, guys. Tomorrow we're going to be at Jefferson's in Lenexa, 10 to 2, broadcasting live leading up to Royals baseball right here on 96.5 The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.